Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today this is take two of our practice today in the book of Sirach. We turn to chapter 10 this morning with verses 6 and 7. No matter what the wrong, never harm your neighbor or go the way of arrogance. Odious to the Lord and to mortals is pride, and for both oppression is a crime. Odious means obnoxious. Never be obnoxious to your neighbor. How we treat our neighbors is how we treat ourselves, right? To live this message of hope, we become a beacon of faith, sharing love in the smallest forms to the largest of needs. I wrote a poem to reflect this today. It's how we treat others. As neighbors, each and every person really should be. No matter if you live right next door or in the same town or in village, state, or country, everyone should be treated like a neighbor, like you treat yourself. Our ministry often helps people in real-time mode, where we'll be shopping and offer to pay for the groceries of others, such as we did yesterday in a local grocery store, helping a lady purchase her items she had that included some chicken and some other meats. She was very thankful and said, "That would surely be a blessing to me." This is what we are seeking, to be a blessing to others. Once outside, I shared some poetry with her and asked her, "Can I give you a hug?" This tall African-American woman with gray dreads and deep, thankful eyes said, "Of course," opening her arms and embracing each other deeply. This is how we treat our neighbors as ourselves. Amen. Today's poem is titled, "Neighbor, Treat Like Yourself." It's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 stanza poem. Comes from the practice of verses 7 and 6 and 7 today in chapter 10. In a world where kindness seems scarce, let's weave a poem, a tapestry of care. A tale of neighbors united and strong, living harmoniously where peace belongs. Never shall we harm nor cause any pain, our hearts entwined like a gentle, soothing rain. For in the unity of souls we find a sanctuary where compassion is defined. With humble hearts, devoid of pride, we cast away egos, let harmony reside. No obnoxious behavior shall disturb the peace, only love and understanding shall ever increase. We'll build bridges, not walls, between each door, embrace humanity like never before. For within our differences, we shall find a symphony of voices beautifully entwined. No envy shall poison our hearts or minds. Instead, we'll uplift, empower, and be kind. For the strength of a community truly depends on the respect and love that each neighbor extends. Let's celebrate the victories, big and small. Lift each other up whenever we fall. For in the spirit of unity, we forever discover a world where neighbors thrive like sisters and brothers. So let us pledge to be a shining light, guide others through the darkest night. Never harming our neighbor, but always defend a haven of peace that shall never end. Can somebody say, amen? Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. We pray for my wife, Toni, my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for a little boy named David Alexander to be born February 17th is the due date. We continue to praise God for this birth and continue to offer prayers of love and joy of bringing this child into the world in Jesus' name. We pray in his precious blood each day do we pray. In his name do we pray by the name of Jesus. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as a seer, as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Getting ahead of myself there, our poem this morning reflects the interconnectedness of verses 6 and 7. One stanza poem, ongoing, it's titled, Whatever the Sin, Neighbor Harm Never. Whatever the sin, neighbor harm never. The arrogance way go without. Behavior obnoxious, prideful, abuse isn't clever. Crime is oppression. Both make God pout. Amen. Hi, I'm Thomas Cruz Wiggins. It's January 16th, 2024. We're recording this morning at 4:52 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Toni, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we close today at 8:04 in the name of Jesus, as we often do. Poetry comes a little extensive sometimes as we continue to lift up Jesus' name each morning. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.